Hearing Aid Studios, this is News Radio WFLA.
Good morning, it's AM Tampa Bay with a salmagundi of information here this morning. Jack, Aaron, and Natalie and Katie on our way to join us. And joining us right now is Dr. Maria Hicks of 4Care Medical Center. And I see a question on the sheet here. It says, what are COVID toes? I've never heard of COVID toes. Can you explain what those are?
Yes, good morning. So COVID toes are some kind of like red, purple, and painful bumps that you see on the toes, but also on the fingers in patients that are having COVID-19. They look very much like frostbite, and these appear in patients that are more of a like younger population, and it can be present in patients at the beginning of the disease or way at the end of it, in patients that probably don't even have any symptoms. And it seems like it's associated either with a direct damage on the blood vessels or secondary to a blood clots that are being seen in patients that have COVID-19.
Are you just seeing this in the feet? Are you seeing this happening maybe in other parts of the body with hands or anything like that, or just the feet?
Yes, so it can be feet and hands.
Oh, and the hands too?
Yes, they can be on the hands, but more frequently on the feet.
Is that painful as well?
Yes, it can be painful, or it can be completely asymptomatic and sometimes can itch as well.
Now, is this
now
most,
when you
sorry,
Natalie? It, sorry about that.
No, I'm so sorry. Is it mostly in children too that we're seeing this?
In children, adolescents, that's basically where we are seeing this.
And now, as far as on the feet, is this something that you can distinguish easily between a rash, a fungus, or you know, are you going to be able to tell right away that this is something that's not normal?
And actually, most of the patients that are seen is like when dermatologists are offering the services of teledermatology. So they kind of bring that up sometimes of, oh, by the way, I've been having these type of changes for the past couple of days. Is it something I need to worry about? And colleagues are seeing these very frequently. And there is a database from the American Academy of Dermatology, an international database, where we are collecting all this information to have more data that can, you know, really help us and help the public.
Well, we'll look for the different colored feet and hands here in the future to see if that's an indication of something else. But Dr. Maria Hicks, 4Care Medical Center, thanks for joining us on AM Tampa Bay.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It's 6:46. We go to the newsroom and Chris Trinkman.
President Trump says he's thinking about extending social distancing guidelines.